Okay, Irvin 76, Ayin Vav. We are going to start at the bottom of Ayin Hey Amud Beis. It's Moshe Shabbos, so we're going to go a little quicker. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Bar Avla, Amar Rav Shtecha Tzeirah Shlosh Shabbat Benayim. If you have two courtyards and there are three houses in the middle of the two courtyards, the people that are coming from the opposite sides of the courtyard, being on the outside, come and put their eruvs inside of each of the outer middle three houses. Zen asa beis shalazev, zen asa beis shalazev, and mitzvay havelei beis shemenichem bo erev, in tzarkli tenes hapas, the one in the middle of the three can hold the erev, and they don't have to, they're considered like the destination of the two on the sides in the middle, and therefore they don't need another erev. Badik luhu rachbol rabban shtechatzir su shnei batim b'neim zebedarach zeb neson an eruv and zeb zebedarach zeb v'nasan eruv zeb kanu eruv olo. This is a different situation. You have two courtyards, and in the middle you only have two houses, and the people from one courtyard put in the opposite house in the middle, and the other put in the opposite house on the other side. So does that work or not? Basically saying that you can't do it because you're treating one as it, well the Gemara right now, the Gemara is asking, is it like a house, meaning it's part of the Erev, it's part of that courtyard, or is it like a Beis Shar, is it an entranceway to the one next to it? So Amalei Shnei Lo Kano Erev Ma Nafshecha Ibeis Shar Meshavis La. If you're going to say that it's an entranceway to the next one, Hanosu Nesirev Beis Shar Ach Sadrim Pesach Enu Erev. So then if you put your Erev in a entranceway, so then it's no good. If you're going to say that no, it's a house, and therefore it could be part of the Erev, come and talk to the Bais Lomar Lay. So then you're going through the first house in the middle, which you didn't make an Erev for, and therefore it's a problem also. Umay Shambi De Rava. How's that different from Mara? Rava said to Amar Rava, Amar Lo Shnaim Seve Arev Lanu. Amar Lo Shnaim Seve Arev Aleinu. So Rava said you should go and make an Erev. He said to two people, make an Erev. One of them, they made an Erev before, on Friday, early Friday. And one of them, he did on Beishmashas. The one who said, you can make an Erev for me from before, and who made an Erev on Friday during the day, not right during the Beishmashas, during dusk. Or dawn, so that one he's allowed to eat his Erev during Benishmash. Both of them created an Erev, even though one ate it during Benishmash and one only created it during Benishmash. The reason being because it was a Suffolk. During a Suffolk time, whether it was part of Friday or is it part of Shabbos, and either way, that Suffolk, even though it's a Suffolk, whether it's Friday or whether it's Shabbos, Banish Mashos, it still works. So here too, they should say that even though it's a suffix, if it's an entranceway, or if it's a bias, it should still work, just like that suffix works. The Gemara says, no. Over there, it's either day or it's night, but we don't actually know. And therefore, it itself is a fusion of the two. You can't say that one person is going to treat it like an entranceway and the other person is going to treat it like a house. Both of the people who made the Erev were doing so independently. In this case, you're creating an Erev by imagining that the house is two different things. If it's going to be considered an entranceway simultaneously, at the same time, one is going to be considered an entranceway, then you can't say at the same time that it's also going to be considered a house. It's either a house for both of them, or it is a Beis Shar for both of them. But in the case of the Erev during Banish Mashos, so Banish Mashos is both day and night, and these two people are doing a separate Erevin, and therefore it's not assuming that it's both considered. It's not assuming that this person is saying that it's day and night, or that person is saying it's day and night. They're functioning independently in a time which is a fusion of both day and night. But these houses have to be one or the other. Hadron al Chadar. Okay, new parak. Chalon shebein shtei chatzeros arba b'tzoch asar ma'arvin shnayim. So you have two courtyards and you have a wall in the middle. But if you have a window in the wall, so the two can be connected fully and made into one big courtyard, they can be connected possibly and therefore allow for each courtyard to be by its own or to make an Erev with each other, or it could be completely two separate courtyards, in which case the window is too small or something like that, and it's not like a real distinction and they can't make an Erev to each other. So where it says, if you have a case where there's a window in the wall, and the window is above 10 tefachim, and it is 4 by 4, ma'arvin shnayim, so then, v'imratzu ma'arvin echad, they're connected, and they're disconnected enough that they can make an eruv independently, but they're connected enough that if they want to do, they can make an eruv, because that's considered to be something that they can go through. The one I was going to talk about a little bit more. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Pachtu mi arba l'arba." If it's less than four, oh, l'mal me'asar, or if it's more than 10, meaning it's not too high up. So then, the first, I think I must mix that up. If the first one is betoch arba, meaning it's accessible, it has to be low down enough. But if it's above 10, so then arvin shnayim. So then they have to do it separately. But ein arvin echad, they cannot do it together, even if they wanted to. Even though there's a window, the window is too small, or if it's too high up. So lema tanan stamak Rabbi Shimon Gamliel de amar kol pachtu mi arba klav adami. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that it has to be. If it's anything less than four, if anything is less than four tefachim together, so then it is considered. Then it's considered connected, right? Love, the concept of love. So here, when it says 4x4, maybe it implies that only according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel does that make sense. Because if it was three, if love is really three, so then the window should be allowed to be more than three. But the fact that it says that it's more than four, it has to be four or more. It must be according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So the Gemara says, no, I feel the same with even according to Rabbanan, that love is really only three tefachim. I can't believe the Rabbanan led to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ella in the love levudin. Aval in a pischa, I feel the Rabbanan mod ika arba al arba chashiv ilo chashiv. We've seen this before, I think, earlier in Erevin, that the Rabbana could say that there's love, it is three, but in terms of making chashivas, so chashivas, something which is significant, that could be determined by four. I think we saw it by a case of the fence earlier in Erevin. Either way, Pachas Mir Arba, so Gemara says, Pshita, came into Amar Baal Arba, so Chasar, Me'alani, Adan, Pachas Mir Arba, L'malam, Etzar, Lo. Once you say that it has to be 4x4, the ratio of the Mishnah has to be 4x4, and has to be below 10 tefachim, so then obviously, if it's less than either one, so then it would be no good. So hakamash milan, this is what it means. Tama dekuli l'mal me'asar. Maybe you're going to think the only reason is because all of it is above 10. Aval miktas b'soch hasar ma'arvim shnayim v'imratzu ma'arvim echad. If some of it is underneath 10, so then you can think as long as some of it is, so then it's good. They could connect. Tani lo ha'detan rabbanan kuli l'mal me'asar miktas b'soch arba kuli b'soch kulo. Kulo besoch, kulo mal me'asar mitzas besoch asara, kulo besoch asara mitzas mal me'asar ma'arvin shnayim ve'imratzu ma'arvin echad. If almost all the window is above 10, but some of it's underneath, so then you do separately, but they could do it together. So that's how we understand it. To teach the safe of the Mishnah is to teach you that only it's only a problem if it's all above 10, or if it's less. So Gemara says, "Hashda kula mal me'asar mitzas b'soch hasar amar marvin shnayim v'imratzu ma'arvin echad kula b'soch hasar mitzas l'mal me'asar mibaya." But once you say that if some of it is underneath 10, so do you have to say that if it's all underneath, do you have to say that? So Gemara says, "Zu ve'in tzar lamar zu ketani." Really, the truth is, it's just teaching you a greater extent of the chiddush that some of it is good enough. If some of it's underneath 10, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan agol tzarach shiyeh behekefo esther ve'arba tefachim. If you have a window, which is a circle, so it has to be that the circumference of it is 24 tefachim. Mishnai mashu mayim besoch hasar. Shim yar yirab enu nimsa mashu besoch hasar. And in order for it to be considered underneath 10, it has to be that only at least two tefachim and a bit is underneath the 10, so that when you shape it out into a square, meaning it's a circle, but if you shape it onto the square, so then it's going to be that there are two tefachim underneath 10, meaning only some of it has to be 10. Only some of it has to have two underneath, not the whole bottom part. Meaning if you square it up, so then you get the corners also from the lowest point. So michti kol sheyesh be'akefa shlosh tefachim yesh bo baruch bo tefach b'seiris hasagia. We had this earlier. So therefore, it says that if you have a circumference of three tefachim, so you need one tefach in diameter, meaning half in diameter, half in radius. So according to that, you would only need 12 tefachim around for it to be 4x4. So hani mil bi'igula aval b'yirbu'a ba'inin tefei. That only applies to a circle. This is going to be hard without pictures, so I'll just take the words for what they are. But when it comes to a square, it has to be more, and therefore the circumference has to be more. Here, according to Svar, it says, in order for a square 4x4 handbrake to be entirely contained within a circle, the circumference of the circle must be measured more than 12. So, michti, kama meruba yasar al agol revia b'shitzar sagia. So then, wait a second, if it's going to be that is 4x4, so then the square has to be 16, still not 24. So, tani mila igul denafik migol ribua. That's only in the case where the circle is surrounded by a square. But aval ribua denafik migol igula, but in tve. If we, however, require more, if the square is surrounded by a circle, we require more. The difference between the square and the circle is greater. So what does that mean? My time mishum morsha de karnasa. Due to the projection of the corners of the square, as the distance from the center of the square to its corners is greater than the distance from the center to its sides. All right, so you have to extend it more because of the diagonal. This gets into a lot of math, and I can't really explain it, nor do I understand it fully. So if that's the case, so since every is one amma and two-fifths on the diagonal, a square of 4x4 tfachim has a diagonal of 5 3/5 hand breadths, right to the corner. And since the diameter of the circle is equal to the diagonal of the square that it encompasses, the circle is the circle which goes around the square of 4x4, right? That's what we said before, that the square itself has to be 4x4. Then you draw a circle around that square. So then the four hand breadths has a diameter of 5 3/5 tefachim. If that measure is multiplied by 3 to arrive at the circumference, as we said before, right? The diameter is 1/3, really. Whatever, we'll do math later, but let's say, according to the Gemara, it's 1/3. So the result of that is that circle with a circumference of 17 hand breadths, right? 17 tfachim minus a fifth would be okay. So then you have, again, 16 and 4/5. So then why does Rabbi Yochanan say you need to have 24, right? Even according to that, what we said, the square and then the circle around that square, so that wouldn't work. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ki dayane de kesare va amri la kerabana de kesare de amri igula migo ribua riva riva ribua migo igula palga. Again, it's going to be hard to explain this, but we'll just read it in the Sefari. A circle that is within a square is smaller than it by 1/4 with regard to the square that is inside of a circle. The difference between them is equal to half the square. According to this explanation, Rabbi Yochanan calculated as follows. Since a square of 4x4 tvachim has a perimeter of 16, right? The square 4x4 by 4, the circumference of the circle that encompasses it must be 50% larger, or 24 hand widths. Okay, so somehow they make that calculation, although it's not very clear by the diagrams, and especially not clear from my explanation. That's how he understands it. Either way, the Gemara is okay with 24. Pachos me arba al arba. If it's less than 4x4. The circle. Amar Rabbi Nachman lo shenu el chalon shemin shtei chatzos av chalon shemin shtei batim afilu malam yaser anami imratu va'arav ma'arav nechad. That's only in the case where it is between two chatzos av. If it's a window which is between two houses, even if it's above 10, it works. Imratu la'arav ma'arav. Why? My time basic command mali dami. It's as if it's all filled in, and therefore there's no real difference because there's a roof, basically, because there's a ceiling, so it's all included, right? Once you have a ceiling, everything's included, and it doesn't matter how high it is, that height is not going to create a new domain. It's part of the same domain now that there's a ceiling above it. So Esvi Rav Lev Nachman Echad Lichalon Shebein Shechatzos Vechad Lichalon Shebein Shnimatim Vechad Lichalon Shebein Shnei Aliyos Vechad Lichalon Shebein Shnei Gagin Vechad Lichalon Shebein Shnei Chadarim Kulan Rabal Rabba Sochasar. Wait a second, Rava said that a window between two chatzeros and a window between two houses, a window between two attics, a window between two roofs, with a fence in between, and a window between two rooms are all one and the same. They're all the same thing, right? Echad, 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 echad. They all have to have 4x4 in order to connect them. So wait a second, Rav Nachman just said if it's inside of a roof, if it's inside of a ceiling, so then it would not require it to be 4x4 because it's all filled in. So Gemara says, no, targum achatzeros. For echad likatani, targum aharba alarba. That's referring to 4x4. 4x4 is true. The only difference that Rav Nachman was talking about was whether or not it's under 10. So the Gemara says, "Ba minei Rabbi Abba mi Rav Nachman luha pasuach min abayis aliyah." A Lul is some kind of opening, right? Opening in the ceiling, like a what's it called? A sunroof, a sun. There's a name for it. I forget. A window in the ceiling. You have to, in order to connect a bottom to the top. So do you need to have a ladder there all the time, or is just the opening good enough? So he says, when you say it's all filled up, is that only when it's a sidewall, like we were saying before, about empty low? Maybe it doesn't make a difference. Maybe the fact that it's all filled up, right, it's all considered one domain, can allow for a top one also. So Amalei Enotzarach. Sabor Mina Asulim Kavua Hude Enotzarach Asulim Arai Tzarach. Itmar Amar of Yosef Bar Minyom Yom Amar of Nachman Echasulim Kavua Echasulim Arai Enotzarach. Doesn't matter if it's established or if it's just a temporary ladder. So then it does not need. It is already considered to be connected regardless. So the Mishnah says Kosher Mishnah Chazeres Kavua Asar Rochav Arba Mar Minshnami Imar of Nachad. There's a wall in between two courtyards above 10, and it is. It itself, the wall, is four tefachim wide. Ma'arvin shnayim ve'ein ma'arvin echad. They have to be independently taken, making the error. They cannot be joined together because that wall is itself a domain because it is four tefachim wide and it's above 10, and therefore there's no access. Right? There's no window there. So in order to get to the other side, you have to pass through this domain. In which case, that domain is a buffer. It's going to create a distinction between the two. The Hayib Rosh Paris, if however there was food on the top, Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlim, Elu Olin Mikan V'Ochlim, Avashtala Yeridu L'Matan. If there's food on top, so then everyone on each side of the courtyard is allowed to go up onto that and eat on it, but they can't go over to the other side because you can't make an Erev there, you can't connect the two, you can't carry. You can't bring the food down. Nifritzakosa, however, if there's a big hole in it, ad eser amos ma'arvin shnayim, until it becomes 10 amos wide, so then they can still create an eruv independently, right? Once that one courtyard and the other courtyard, if they want, they can combine. Because it's still considered like an opening, just like a window. Yosur mikan, however, if it's greater than that, it's bigger than 10 amos. So ma'arvin echad ma'arvin shnayim, then they cannot become two separate courtyards. They have to be connected because it's considered one big courtyard. Now that opening is so big, it's as if they are the same courtyard. Okay, we'll continue Meretz Hashem with the Gemara tomorrow.